Rashi says, Shamoshim Shemamarim. Only things that serve Hashem upstairs, but not a tzuras of a darkon. Rashi says, tzuras darkon, the ain of a marin sharia. But the form of a dragon that's not upstairs should be mutter. Sel of shita b'moitza. That the third part is talking about if you find. If you find a kli that has the picture of a dragon on it, it's also banor, because you have to be afraid the goyim worshipped it. Like it says now Mishnah, this form the goyim worship. So it comes out, these three brises are much one big brisa that Reb Chisda, who was it? Reb Chisda? Reb Sheish is brought down, it comes out, so comes out Reisha the Sefer B'Maisa. The Reisha in the Sefer is Bryce is talking about the Kli that we find that it's also Bano because most probably they worship the Kli. Or Mitzioso Piyosa, the Mitzias, this middle case says about a part of an Adam that's also that's talking about making it. So the Bissel Modna this Bryce. Someone says yes, some Rabbi yes, that's the end. In yes, Reisha the Sefer B'Maisa. This Bryce puts the two together and the first and the last halacha is about if you find the Kli. The Yisra is not making it, it's only if a Jew found it, that since a guy had it, most probably he worshipped it. Or Mitziyasa, the middle case of the parts of Adam, that's Diyoyta. That's an Yisra of making it. Rabam.
Right,
we'll soon see. Right, some of it's both, right.
Sticking out,
that's enough. Rabam says, Kula b'moitza. Say the whole Bryce is talking about Kalim that we find. If we find Kalim, we have to be afraid the Goyim worship them, and it's also Bano. O Mitziyasa, Reb Yehudi. The Mitziyas about a part of Adam that goes according to Reb Yehuda. The Tani will run like this. Reb Yehudi added on to our Mishnah that says, Allah, if you find Kalim in the street, you have to be afraid the Goyim worship the Surah, the Chamal of Vona, and the Darkon, so Reb Yehudi added on to our Mishnah. Moistav after Musmanika, if you have a picture, Kli, that has the form of an Isha nursing, after Musmanika, with Sar Ephes. You also have the picture of a Sar Ephes, so we'll see what that means. That's a leader, a ruler of Mitzrayim. Sar Ephes. Tay says, Kalaymar, Armulai Ayin. It means to say, look into this. But Tidagdik, Ti Ephes Tvua. That Yosun Sag Yosef told them, take care, be careful. Now there are 7 years of food, but soon there'll be 7 years of hunger. That's called Sar Ephes, those after Yosef. We'll soon see. Menika, why did he add a picture of a lady nursing? Al Shein Chava. Shemanika Kalalam Kulai. Al Shem Chava, that she nursed the whole world. She was the mother of the world. So the Goyim would make a picture like this and they would worship it. Therefore, if you find a Kli now of an Isha in the Yosabano, and Sar Ephes, what does that mean? Al Shem Yosef, there'll be a picture of a person like Yosef. She Sar Umefes Kalalam Kulai. He was Ma'ayin. Christ says, Sar means he was Ma'ayin. He looked into the needs of the world. On the fire, he appeased the world. Like he saved them from the 7 years of hunger. And the Mar says, but who did not get Keruya? It has to be a picture that a person has a measurer cup in his hands, but Kokayel, and he's measuring. Like Yosef was measuring off the Tzfua. When he sold the Tzfua, he measured off the Tzfua. So it has to be a picture of a person holding a measuring cup and actually measuring off. But he did not get Ben, but Kamanik, it has to be the lady is holding a baby and nursing the baby. So he added on these things to our Mishnah. Therefore, the middle brisa that says, we find the Kli of an Adam, it means a case like this. The Kli of an Adam that looks like Yosef, that has a measuring cup and is measuring such a Kli, we have to be afraid the Goyim worshipped it, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. They made a picture of their Yosef and they worshipped him, L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the three brises are talking about Kalim that we find, that's also Bano, because we're afraid they worshipped him. Turn around, what is this? Ezeyu Tzuras Darkon. What's the form of a dragon? The Gal Mishnah says a dragon is also Bano. How does a dragon look? Or what's special about a dragon? Pirush Hashem and Elazar called Sheyesh Leit Tzitzin Vein Krokid. It has to have tzitzin, the Shal Ras Tup Shatim, whether it means scales or whether it means hair. But the dragon has to have hair on it, Vein Krokid, between its joints. And Mocha Rabasi Vein Pirkit Tzav, it means between the joints of the neck. By the neck, that's special. Here it has to have scales or hair by its neck. Amar Rav Chama B'Rabbi Chanina. Halacha Kershim and Alasa. You're talking about Shimon Alasa. But that's the picture of a dragon. It has to have the hair. It has to have a beard. By its neck, it has to have hair there. Or scales. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Pamachas one time a Yisimalach Acher of Lezah Kapor Bribi. I was once walking after Lezah Kapor Bribi means an Adam Godol. He was a Godlador. He was claim Adam Godol became current Levi Kino. But Eric on the road. Omar Tzah Shom Tabas. We found there on the street the ring. We found the tabas, the Aleha Tzura Darkin. And now this ring was the form of a dragon. So the way it is right now, it's also Bano. We have to be afraid the Goyim worship this ring. And he wanted to make the ring Mutavano. He wanted to be able to take it home and use it. So what did he do? The first guy walking down the street was a cotton. He didn't say anything to him, he just let him go by. Then the second guy walking down the street was a gadol. So Timmy went to Yomalei, told him, listen, Votla, I want you to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah here. Because I have a beautiful ring here, I'd like to take it home. But to me as a Jew, it's also Bano. Because I know you goyim worshipped it. So I want you to do is, you be mevatel it. You take away the... Say, you're being mevatel, you're not going to be worshipped anymore. Well, like Bitla, the guy said, you're crazy, I'm not going to do it. He didn't do it. So Sotra, so who's this, Rav Loza, he gave him a patch in the face, a punch in the nose, and said, don't tell me no, I want you to mevatel it. Good shall how he's allowed to, I'm not sure how he's allowed to do this, but I'm not sure he punched him in the nose, I'm not sure. Could we just gave him a tap, a light tap? We gave him a light tap. Yeah, it could be just a light slap. I don't know if it was how hard it was. Yeah.
He brought his good
kind. He hit him on the jaw. Yeah. Oh, Baklu, and then the guy went ahead and was mavatel, okay? I'm not going to start off with you. So he says, okay, I'll be mavatel the ring. That was halacha. And then somebody took it home and used it. So I called upon him, Shema Minitlas. Here we learn out three halachas. First of all, Shema Mina, Oivik Yichav and Mavatel, Avoidus Kichav and Shaloi, Vishacha Veirat, like we had before. This ring did not belong to this guy. And so he let him be mavatel it. To see a guy could be mevatel not only his own Avodah Zarah, but even somebody else's. And why, how, we'll have sukkis later with dashness from sukkim that will see they could be mevatel. But that's one halacha. That he knew that he had before a guy, he could go to any guy in the street and tell him, I want you to be mevatel this ring. It's an Avodah Zarah for you. I want you to be mevatel just to say, you're not going to worship anymore. And if one guy says that, that takes off the Yisuri Anor. Ushman in the second halacha we learn out, Yodeya Vitiv. It had to be a gadol, an older person. But the first cousin that he met, he did not tell him to be mevatel. It would have been easy to tell a kid. He wouldn't have to hit him in the face. But probably the kid would have listened to him right away. But he didn't tell the kid to be mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Because the kid does not know what it means to worship an Avodah Zarah yet. He does not yodeya the tiv shalmos kechavim u'mishamshel. Therefore, he cannot be mevatel. Only a person that knows how to worship the Avodah Zarah, he can be mevatel. That's why he had to wait to a gadol. But b'sheni yodaya katan that does not know the tiv in the manner and the form how you worship Avodah Kechavim u'mishamshel ain't mevatel. Therefore, the katan meant nothing. He couldn't ask the katan to be mevatel. The third halach we see here is the Kechavim mevatel b'akorcha, tremendous chiddush. But even by force, even though the guy himself does not want to, could be in his mind, he says, I'll still worship him. But as long as he speaks out with his mouth, even though you're twisting his arm to tell him to do it, still helps. Tremendous chiddush. Yeah. Now the Gemara is, Megadav Bore Mechanino, so then he asked the question, I cursed him, just asked him a strong question. Like, what did he have to come on to? Oh, Rebbe Lezer Kapir. What did he have to come on to be Mevatel? This ring, what happened? He found it in the street. If you find it in the street, most probably the owner was Miyayin. She gave up hope. He lost it. So if he gave up hope, Yish. So the kasha now is that Yish should remain a bittel by itself. And as if the owner gave up hope of this ring, so that alone should be a bittel. He didn't have to go and slap the guy in the face. It should have been bottle by itself. He asked a question like this. So Leslie, don't you hold the Leslie of Lezar Kata Bribi? Hold it now. That's what we learned in Mishnah about Mitzvah. Hamatsu Menariah. Somebody saved something from a lion. There's somebody's hat there. A lion's about to heat it up. So the owner for sure is miyayish. If you go and save it, you can keep it. Or min adoy from a bear, or min anema from pentam, or min gayis from an army, or min anor from a river, or mizuta shoyam from the small parts of the ocean, the waves of the ocean that's about to take it away. Or mishaliso shanor, also the big waves, the big rivers. So in other words, if these things are taking something away from you, the owner's miyayish, he gives up hope of getting it back. If somebody finds it, now he's allowed to keep it. And the same thing, Hamoitzi, the Sati of Falti Gabela. If you find something in the middle of the big streets, a big Rishus Arabim, or the whole Malkam Sharabim Mitzuyim Shem, if you find anything in a big Rishus Arabim where people are, it's Yish. Halakha is a Reya L'Shalai. The person that finds it is allowed to keep it. What's the reason why? So clearly, Nifnei Shabbailim is Yashim him. Because the owner gave up hope of ever receiving it back. He said, Yish, Veilai, I give up hope of finding it. So you see, Yish helps you, allowed to keep it. Of course, the question was here also. He found this ring in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So most probably the guy was Miyayin, gave up hope of finding it. So, it should be bottled by itself. Rashi learns, Mithyayish mehen, v'chivan diyayish avikichovim, since the guy was miyayish, bot lo midaite, to swear in his own mind, he like gave up hope of worshipping it anymore. The loyla milvchay, he's not going to bow down to it anymore. V'sula tzorch leftula, if so, that's a swara, you do not have to be mevatlet. But the question is, once the owner was miyayish, that the chiddush that yish helps by a guy, there could be no real proof that yish really helps by a guy, or by a guy rocks come on to yish. A mitzvah of a guy is mutter anyway, but you don't need the yish. But I talk about him here for the Yisra avoid his Zorah Shabbai. If the guy gives up hope, that's a svara, he doesn't plan to worship it anymore. That's what Bittul is. Bittul is that the guy now in his mind makes up, I don't plan to worship this anymore. That's what Bittul is. So if you lose something, you also are miyayish, you don't plan to worship it anymore. So it should be bottled by itself? The Gemara says no. I'll tell you, Omer Abayi says like this, Nehi di mino miyayish, true. The mumness, the value of it, he's miyayish. He gives up hope of receiving this ring, this Avodah Zarah back. But, may Yisurim miyayish, does he give up from the spirit of it? He still plans to worship the spirit. Because wherever the spirit is, he'll take care of himself. And Meim Rama, the guy says himself like this, listen, if it's found in good hands by another guy, so good, that guy will worship it. I feel happy. He's still a spirit there, and they'll take advantage of it. Good for them. What's going to happen? Maybe a Jew will find it. He's not going to use it. But I did the Meyikorim, since it's worth a lot of money. Like this is a simple ring. For Jew, it's worth 2 cents. But for Goyim, it's an Avaya Zara, it's worth $100. So what's the Jew going to do? For sure, he should go and sell it back to a guy. The guy will worship it. Therefore, the owner back at home never gives up hope from his spirit. He still thinks that the spirit, wherever he is, will be used. Not me, but other guy will use it. Therefore, by itself, it's not called bittul. And therefore, a blessed kappa had to slap the guy in the face to make him imavatli. It's not awesome. Look, we want the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, famous that the Mus Tzuras Levonois. When Gamliel was a Nasi then, and he used to check out the Eidim when they came for Kiddush HaChodesh, to say that last night we saw the new moon, so in his attic upstairs he used to have forms of the moon, and to tell the charts of a moon to show to the Eidim how exactly did you see the moon last night. So he had a Tzuras Levon, Gamliel Bal Yosef, the tablon and chart, the kaisel hanging on the wall, Shabahen Mares had Yosef. He used to show it to the normal people coming in to say the Omelem. He would say to them, Kizerisim, my Kizerisim. I want to see exactly how did you see the new moon last night? How did it look? So that's why he was biting the Eidim. One Eid said, I saw it this way. And another Eid said, I saw it a different way. So he knew they're Shakaranim. They're not true. So he checked them out like this to show them different forms. Tell me exactly which form of the moon did you see. But the question is, O Mishari, how was he allowed to make this form, this chart? How could he make it? The Pasuk says, Loistasun iti, and we darshan loistasun kidmus, shamoshai, hamisham shlaponai. You cannot make any form of things that serve me, bamorim, upstairs. The moon is upstairs. So you're not allowed to make a form of a moon. So how could he make the form? So far, the Yisra is making it. Now, how does it mean it was that he himself made it? So more answers, Amr Abaya, Layosra Torah la Shemoshim Shevsha, Lassa is Kemoisa. No, the Torah only made it also to make a form of something that we could actually make that thing. In other words, the moon we cannot make. Therefore, there's no issue of making a form, a picture of a moon. It's only also to make pictures, we'll soon see, of the Mishkan. That's what it means. Okatanya, like we learned like this. This is Abaya's Chiddush. Okatanya, Layas Adam Abaya. Person should not make a house. The same form, the way the Beis Hamikdash was made. You should not make an open porch, Tavnes Ulam, like the Ulam was made. Chotzer, you should not make in your house a Chotzer, Tavnes Azara, the way the Azara was made in the Beis Hamikdash. Shulchan, a person should not make a table in his house, Tavnes Shulchan, the same form that the Shulchan was in the Mishkan, on the Beis Hamikdash. Now this is something that you could make. Here the Torah is telling you, do not make the same form of the table. Menorah, do not make a menorah, Tavnis menorah, the same form, the 7 candles, the 7 shafts coming out from the menorah. 6 and each side and 1 in the middle. Avol, Huloitzeh, Shalhei, we allow to make a menorah that has 5 candlesticks. V'shalvav, sell 6. V'shalches, V'shalches, and of 8. But V'shalzayin l'yatzah, you're not supposed to have a menorah that has 7 sticks to it. Because that's dugma, that's daima to the Mishkan, the way they had it in the Beit HaMikdash. And Afilo, Shosha, Minimatzis, not only if it's made from silver or from gold, but any type of metal it starts to make a truma. And Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda right there, Av Shaleitz Layasi, cannot even make a menorah made from wood that has seven candlesticks to it. Why? Kedero Shaosu, Beit Chashmonoi, the same way they made it by the Beit Chashmonoi. At that time, by that base, that's Kulukas HaMizbeach over there, because Amrulai was said over there, that, yeah, because by the Beit Chashmonoi, they made it from wood. Rashi says, Osu B'mikdash Shal Eitz, L'yachas Shetimu Yivariyat Yivonim U'metamrit, they made it out of eight. As a heichol, the noitla kokelov, the gavru yad beish chashmonoi, the noitzkam yiyin.
Why
even
my maram?
What?
He doesn't
nashim, sorry, right. But he doesn't nashim maram, right. He doesn't nashim. Lesasin iti means lesasin just says don't make kedmus. He doesn't say that lashim. Lesasin kedmus shemoshe mesham shalafonai. Just don't make things, forms of things that are used to serve me. He learns it only means in this world. And things that we could actually make, things that we could make, there's a law, do not make them. The verse says, Misham Rai, was there any proof from the Beis Chashmonoi? I'll tell you, Shvutim Shabazal Hoyu. Really, there was made from metal. But the Chayfin Bebeit, just on the outside first, they only used wood to cover it over. Hashiru later on, they became richer. Asurim Shaketa, they made it from silver. Chazal, the Yeshudim became more wealthy. And Asurim Shalzav, then they made it from gold. But there was no proof, because there was made from metal. So it could be just the wooden menorah is okay. So therefore, that could be the answer. The reason why Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to make the Levono, because he holds like Abaye says, that it's only Yosef to make Shemoshim, that we could really make that form. We could really make a menorah or a shulchan. There it is allowed not to make the same form. Tamar says, is this true? The Shemoshim sheyef shel asos k'moifan. But the things that serve Hashem in the planets, that we cannot make a planet. If you want to tell me there's no issue to make a form of it, Mishari is in Mutter, Vatani, we learned clearly not like this. We learned, Loisatsun iti, the Pasuk says. And we darshin loisatsun kidmusha moshai, hamishamshnafone bemorim. Here the drusher is bemorim. Upstairs, mashma the planets that worship Hashem upstairs, or the sarim, the afanim, we're not allowed to make even forms of them. Even though the actual size we cannot make, but even just a small miniature form it's also to make. So Tekasha back in the Gamliel, how could he make the forms of the moons? It should be also basiya. On Rabbi's, by your incident says, when it says the morum, it only means a special.